Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, today we celebrate the wonderful solemnity of Saint Joseph, the patron of the Universal Church. It is one of the few feast days that are allowed to take precedence over a day of Lent. And there is a number of important reasons for this. Not only is Joseph the spouse of our Blessed Mother, foster father to our Lord Jesus Christ, but he in himself has awakened an extraordinary devotion, which on one level is rather curious, because you can search through the Gospels and you will not find recorded a single word that Saint Joseph ever spoke. In fact, there used to be a Latin tag that was attached to Saint Joseph, and it went, "Tacuit et facit." He was silent, and he did it. So why is there such a profound devotion to Saint Joseph? Well, I think a few reasons can be suggested. Although no spoken word of St. Joseph has ever been recovered, his actions are very appealing and in some instances startling. Apparently, Joseph had an extraordinarily careful sense of listening. We are told that he was a just man. He wanted to follow the law of the Lord, knowing that in fact this had been given to the people of Israel so that they might know their true pathway, might give true worship to God, and live in his blessing. But it required a kind of listening, for being a just man is not simply following the regulations. Being a just man is one who understands the deeper reality of the law. And the law was given as a form of life, that in following the law, we penetrate the mind of God, and we enjoy a life, as our forefathers would say, long on the land. But in researching the depth of the law, Joseph added to the living of it an extraordinary sense of God's love, of God's gifts, and of God's mercy. So we are told that when he was confronted with the realization that the woman to whom he was betrothed was with child by the Holy Spirit, Joseph wanted to put her aside quietly. But this is where Joseph's listening skills were so important. An angel of God appeared to Joseph, spoke in a very authoritative way, apparently, and told Joseph the whole meaning of Mary's pregnancy, of her assent to become the mother of the Savior. And the minute that Joseph grasped the meaning of the reality into which he was introduced, he had a ready obedience to match his careful listening. He simply did it. He awoke from the dream in which he was communicated the good news of the birth of the Savior, and he married Mary and became the foster child of Jesus. Now, it was in that role that Joseph exhibited another aspect of his life which helps to underscore the devotion to his picture. He knew that he had suddenly become part of an extraordinary aspect of the providence of God, God's plan being worked out in human history. And in trying to fulfill the law, which was certainly part of God's providence, and yet show charity and mercy, Joseph was a man who knew how to practice the virtue of prudence. That is, how do you apply a general and binding moral precept to an actual situation with which we are confronted? And in this way, Joseph, as a just man, knew that by a providence of God, he would fulfill the law, not by divorcing Mary, but by continuing with the betrothal and marriage, in order then to take on a new responsibility, again in fulfillment of the plan of God. And that responsibility was as protector and watcher. There's a marvelous picture that I once saw in a museum in Europe. I don't know precisely where, but it was the picture that struck me. It was a portrayal of the flight of Mary and Joseph and Jesus into Egypt to escape the murderous intent of King Herod. And the scene that is portrayed is of a moment when Mary and Joseph and the child rested from their travels. It shows Mary leaning against a tree, exhausted, terribly concerned, half asleep. And in fact, the child that she is holding seems to be in danger of slipping from her hands. Joseph is portrayed with his arm around Mary, giving her support. But the arm continues around Mary's shoulder to support the child in her arms. And not only is Joseph portrayed as that guardian, that protector of our Lord Jesus Christ and of Mary, but also, if you look at the picture, Joseph's eyes are not looking on either the mother or the child, but it is scanning the horizon, looking for any particular danger or even opportunity. Vigilance became his byway and part of his guardianship, looking out for what may endanger the mother and child, looking out for opportunities to allow them to flourish. And when we think of Joseph, excuse me, we think of a figure that is always ready to follow providence and the assurance that God's plan is always working toward our good and the good of others. Sometimes it seems like it's against our own worldly inclinations, but adapting to what God has called us to be or to become, we find that in the end, that when the choice has been made, the plan has come to its fulfillment, we have done the good. And sometimes we become an accepting part of God's plan simply by trusting in the voice of God. We have to remember and learn what the voice of God sounds like to us by our prayer, by our meditation, by our reading of sacred scripture. And often, when we realize a particular call, we have to enter into that call and trust that the one who has called us is the one who will be with us. We are obedient. And obedience begins, as the word suggests, in a very careful listening. And in listening, as the prophets would say, "Speak, Lord, for your prophet is listening. I will do what I hear. And we know that in following the example of Saint Joseph, we too have particular calls and roles to play in our lives as guardians, as those who keep watch, both to protect and to grasp new opportunities. And we pray to Saint Joseph that by his intercession, that grace of God given us to live our particular life may be a grace that will allow our lives to exemplify Saint Joseph's virtues, listening, obeying, guarding, and leading.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.